What if the coworker you least expect is the very person God is calling into his family? The Jews have not been replaced, but God is building his bride from every nation, tribe, and tongue. And he wants to use you in that story before the day is over. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That is fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, if you are enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app. And if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It makes an incredible difference as we prepare to go forward in the public square. So one of the things that we have as a goal at FPIW is that we would simply change the heart so that we will change the public square. And we do this by jumping into God's word together on a daily basis. So we try to take 6 or 7 minutes each and every morning to dive into God's word. So today we're going to be in our series, Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty. And one of the things we're combating in this series is replacement theology. The idea that the church has replaced the Jews. And the fact is, it's not true. God has a loved nation and God has his bride. So we're going to start today in John 3:16. It says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Let's break this down. God so loved the what? World. So he loves the entire world. And so what did he do? He gave his one and only son. So Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and for my sins, and he rose again that we may have eternal life. That whoever believes in him, Jew or Greek, whoever that is that believes in him, shall not perish. So there is a perishing. There's heaven, there is hell. It's a real place. They're both real places. And God wants you to know to spend eternity with him, but to have eternal life. So with that in mind, we're going to go over to our scripture for today in Romans. Now, in Romans, Paul has been arguing the sovereignty of God. And in Romans chapters 9, 10, 11, and 12, he is really bringing out the very fact that the church has not replaced Israel, that God still has a chosen nation, and he has his bride. So today's reading, we are going to start in verse 21. It says this, "Or does the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? What if God, although willingly to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for his glory. Even us, whom he also called, not from among the Jews only, but also from among the Gentiles." So that verse right there, 24, not only from the Jews only, not among the Jews only, so but also from the Gentiles, shows us something very important, that God is adding to. He has his chosen nation and he has his bride, right? And whoever believes in the name of Jesus Christ, whoever believes that he has risen from the dead, you will be saved. And that very fact is that then you become a part of the bride. As he also has said to Hosea, "I will call those who were not my people, my people, and her who was not beloved, beloved. And it shall be that in the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' there they shall be called sons of the living God." So as you go into that workplace today, I want you to think about this. You're going to encounter people who God is calling. God so loved the entire world, not to replace the Jewish nation, but to build up his bride, that he's going to call someone today. And I'm hoping that you'll have eyes to see, ears to hear who God is calling today. God may be calling your coworker to come into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let them know of the love of God. Let them know that he is real and he is resurrected so that they may have eternal life. So it says, "I will call those who were not my people." Number two is understand that God has people who are not his people. In other words, the Gentiles, Gentiles like myself, or maybe a Gentile like you. You maybe think it's someone who's like Goliath and in the David and Goliath story, or someone who just seems like they would never come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Those who are not my people, God says, he's calling them. He's calling them to himself, and he's going to call them to my people. In other words, he's going to call them to be adopted into the family of God. And God wants to save the not my people today. He wants to see them come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ today. He wants them to be a part of his family, to be my people. And this is why it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whether you're Jew, Gentile, Greek, or barbarian, I want you to hear this loud and clear, that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose again that you may have eternal life. And he really is desiring that all people would become part of his people. It says, and her who was not beloved, beloved. So there are some that are not, haven't embraced the very love of God. And so when we reject God's love, we are not his beloved. But when we accept by faith through grace the love of God, then we become his beloved. He looks at us and he's placed that love upon us. He holds us dear in his hands and in his heart and in his life. And today, you might just lead someone to Jesus Christ today, and they will become part of God's beloved family and be adopted into the family of God. Then he repeats himself, and it shall be that in that place where it was said that they were not my people, that they are my people, that they would be called sons of the living God. Think about that. Today could be the day that someone becomes a son or daughter of the living God versus all the other dead gods. God is going to use you mightily today. So be ready to jump in there and share the gospel message, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for their sins, and he rose again that they may have eternal life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunities that you are going to give to us today to share the good news of Jesus with those around us. Go before us, God. We know that there are Gentiles who are not your people. You want them to become your people. We also know there's Jews who haven't embraced their Jewish Messiah, Jesus. And so we ask that they would receive you today, whether Jew, Gentile, Greek, or barbarian, that everyone that we come in contact with today would hear the gospel message, respond to the gospel message, and be changed from the inside out. We pray that over Bob Ferguson. We pray that over our legislative branches, Democrat, Republican, and Independents. And so, God, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to encourage you, go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.